Welcome back. In this lesson, we're going to rebuild a dark side drum and bass intro with a DJ-friendly structure inside Ableton Live 12, using only stock tools and a beginner-friendly workflow. The goal here is not to make a full drop right away. The goal is to make an intro that feels like it belongs in a real set. Moody, controlled, mixable, and still heavy enough to pull the listener forward. That balance is a huge part of modern DNB. A good intro does three things at once. It gives DJs room to mix, it sets the atmosphere, and it teases the bass and drum energy without giving everything away too early. So we're going to think like track builders and like DJs. We want space. We want tension. We want a clear phrase structure. And we want that dark, ominous energy that makes the drop feel earned. Let's start with a project setup. Open a new Ableton Live 12 set and set the tempo to 172 or 174 BPM. That's right in the DNB pocket. For this lesson, I'd recommend building a 32-bar intro first, because that gives you more room for a proper DJ-friendly build. If you want something tighter later, you can always shorten it to 16 bars. Create four tracks to keep things organized, one atmospheric track, one drum track, one bass track, and one FX track. That simple layout is enough for this lesson, and it keeps your arrangement clean from the start. In fast music like DNB, organization really matters. If your session is messy, your arrangement decisions get messy too. Before we even add sounds, keep headroom in mind. Don't aim for loudness yet. Aim for control. A good beginner target is to keep the intro peaking well below clipping, somewhere around -6 to -8 dB. That gives you room to shape the track later without fighting distortion and overload. Now let's build the atmosphere first, because in dark side DNB, the atmosphere often defines the entire mood. You can use Waveitable, Operator, or even a sample texture in Simpler. For a beginner, I'd suggest something simple in Waveitable or Operator. Try a soft saw, triangle, or sine-based patch. Then low-pass it so it feels distant and dark. If you're using Waveitable, start with the cutoff somewhere around 200 to 800 Hz, depending on how bright the sound is. Now add reverb. Give it a long decay, maybe 4 to 8 seconds, and keep the dry slash wet around 15 to 30%. You want the sound to feel like it exists in a deep space, not like it's floating right in your face. If the texture starts taking over too much, use auto filter to slowly move the cutoff over time. A gentle sweep between around 300 Hz and 2K Hz can create motion, without making the intro feel busy. A really useful teacher tip here, think in layers of distance. In a dark intro, not everything should feel close and aggressive. Try to place one sound far away, one sound in the middle, and one sound up front later on. For now, this atmospheric layer is your far layer. It should feel like it's coming from the back of the room. Next, we'll bring in the drums, but in a restrained way. Dark DNB intros usually don't slam in all at once. They unfold. Create a drum rock with a kick, snare, hats, and maybe a ride or some percussion. If you want a breakbeat feel, you can also use Simpler in slice mode to chop a break and keep it tight. The main thing is to avoid overloading the intro early on. This is not the drop yet. This is the setup. A simple drum entry works really well. Put a snare on 2 and 4, then add a few ghost hits or break slices every couple of bars. Keep the kick limited so it doesn't feel too ready to explode. You want the groove to be there, but you do not want to reveal the full energy too soon. On the drum bus, add EQ 8. Clean up unnecessary low rumble below 30 to 40 Hz. If the loop feels boxy, gently reduce some of that 250 to 500 Hz buildup. If the snare needs more bite, you can keep some presence around 2 to 5K Hz. Then, if the groove feels a little uneven, use compressor lightly. Just a few dB of gain reduction is enough. We want controlled, not squashed. Now comes the core of the lesson, the bass tease. In a dark intro, the bass should hint at the drop, not become the drop. That distinction is important. If the intro bass already sounds like the full main bass line, the drop loses impact. So we're going to keep it minimal and focused. For the sub layer, use Operator with a sine wave. Program something very simple, like one note every one or two bars. Keep it on the root note of the track, and keep the note lengths clean. Fast attack, medium short release, centered in mono. The sub should feel solid, almost boring on purpose. That's not a weakness. In dark DNB, a clean sub is often heavier than a complicated one. For a little more character, add a restyle mid layer in Waveitable. Use two detuned saws, then filter it down so it sits in the darker range, maybe around 150 to 600 Hz. Add a small amount of movement with an LFO or an envelope, but keep it subtle. This is not the place for wild wobble. We want slow tension. not flashy motion. Then add saturator lightly, maybe 2 to 6 dB of drive, and use soft clip if needed, just enough to add edge and harmonics without destroying the sub clarity. A simple intro bass rhythm could look like this: a sub note in bar 1, a short re-stab in bar 3, a small variation in bar 5, and then a tension note or accent in bar 7. That kind of call and response between bass and drums is classic DnB language. It keeps the intro alive without making it feel like the drop arrived early. Now let's make sure the low end stays clean. On the bass bus, use EQ 8 to separate the sub from the mid layer. Keep the sub focused below roughly 80 to 100 Hz, and let the res or mid bass occupy more of the 150 to 800 Hz area. On the drum side, make sure the kick isn't fighting the sub. If they clash, don't just EQ endlessly. First, simplify the rhythm. In bass music, arrangement choices often fix mix problems faster than heavy processing. A really useful habit here is to solo the kick and sub together and adjust them until they feel strong, but not bloated. Then add the snare, then the bass stabs, then add the atmosphere last. That order helps you keep the track clear. Now that the core loop is working, we can bring it to life with automation. Automation is where the intro starts to feel like a real journey. The easiest targets are filter cutoff, reverb wet amount, delay feedback, and saturator drive. For example, you could slowly open the filter on the atmosphere from 300 Hz up to around 1.5 kHz over 8 or 16 bars. That creates a gradual lift without needing a huge sound change. You can also add a small reverb throw near the end of a phrase, then pull it back. That little bloom can make the transition feel much bigger. Another strong move is to automate a bass stab from filtered and subtle to a little more present right before the next section. And if you want a classic tension signal, add a reverse cymbal or a noise swell into bar 16 or bar 32. That gives the listener a clear sense that something is about to happen. Here's a key idea to keep in mind. In darker DnB, tension often comes from restraint. Small changes feel huge when the arrangement starts sparse. You do not need to make every bar louder. You just need to make every phrase feel intentional. That brings us to the structure. A DJ-friendly intro needs clear sections. A simple and effective setup is this. Bars 1 to 8 are atmosphere only. Bars 9 to 16 introduce the drums and bass tees. Bars 17 to 24 increase the pressure. And bars 25 to 32 prepare the transition into the drop or give a DJ-friendly handoff point. Notice what that does. It gives each section a job. The first part sets the mood. The second part introduces movement. The third part pushes tension. And the last part gets the track ready for a transition. A strong beginner rule is to make sure something changes every 8 bars. It does not have to be huge. Maybe you mute a hat. Maybe you add a fill. Maybe you change the filter position. Maybe you bring in one reverse effect. The point is that the intro should evolve. If nothing changes, it starts to feel like a loop, not an arrangement. Now let's talk about resampling, because this is one of the best Ableton workflows for dark bass music. Resampling means recording your own audio output into a new audio track, then slicing or processing it into custom transition material. This is powerful, because it gives you sounds that feel unique to your track. Try this. Route your bass or atmosphere to an audio track, record a few bars, then cut out the best parts. Reverse a hit, warp it lightly, or slice it into tiny pieces. Then process it with auto filter, saturator, delay, or reverb. You can use those resampled bits as reverse hits, downlifters, tension accents, or atmosphere tails. This is a great way to make your intro sound more like your own record and less like a generic loop. If your intro feels a little plain, one custom resampled effect can give it a signature edge. And speaking of signature, if your intro still feels generic, add one unusual detail. Maybe it's a metallic hit, a weird filtered texture, a vocal chop, or a pitch-bent bass accent. Just one memorable sound can make a simple intro feel special. A few common mistakes to watch out for here. First, don't make the intro too full too early. If the first 8 bars are already packed with drums, bass, and lots of effects, there's nowhere left for the track to grow. Keep the opening restrained. Second, don't let the kick and sub fight each other. Check the low end in mono, simplify the rhythm, and reduce overlap. Third, don't use a bassline that already sounds like the drop. Keep it teasing and partial. Filter it, thin it out, and leave space. Fourth, don't overprocess the atmosphere. If it starts masking the drums, lower it first before adding more effects. And fifth, make sure your intro has clear phrase changes. Even a small fill, A filter move or a short FX hit can make the section feel like it's moving forward. Here are a few pro tips to keep in mind as you work. Keep the sub almost boring on purpose. That clarity is what makes it heavy. Use tiny Reese motion instead of giant modulation. Slow to tune movement and subtle filter changes feel darker and more sinister. Leave space between bass hits. Silence makes the next hit feel bigger. Use ghost percussion under the main break for motion without clutter. And always check the intro at low volume. A DJ-friendly intro should still make sense when played quietly. If the bass becomes blurry or the drums disappear, simplify the balance. If you want to push this further, there are some cool variations you can try. You could build a halftime illusion inside a full DNB intro by placing a bass pulse or drum accent in a way that feels slower than the tempo. Or you could start with a breakbeat first, then bring the atmosphere in later for a more raw, old-school vibe. You could also build the intro around short bass answers instead of a constant pulse, which makes it feel more conversational. And if you want classic tension, try a fake-out bar right before the drop by removing the kick and bass for half a bar or a full bar before bringing everything back in.